Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Our weather forecast is calling for to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 35. In state news, a report from the Iowa Department of Education shows that Iowa leads the nation in the percentage of students under the age of 18 enrolled in college-level courses. Jeremy Varner of the department's Division of Community Colleges says another report shows the number of students enrolled in both high school and community college classes, or jointly enrolled, hit a record of nearly 43,000.
It is pretty significant. You know, Iowa has some great policy in place that gives students the opportunity to get a jump start on their college education, which saves them money, reduces student debt, provides them with a lot of opportunity.
Varner said Iowa provides opportunities to students across the spectrum.
Many states focus on kind of elite students and giving them kind of a jump on liberal arts education. But we, 42% of the courses that are offered are in career and technical areas. And so Iowa provides students broad access to advanced career tech learning opportunities as well.
Iowa students enrolled in an average of 7.8 credit hours or 2 to 3 college courses during the 2013-2014 school year.
It's an opportunity for students to reduce their debt, get a jump on college, maybe get some general education courses out of the way that might, you know, help them to reduce their time to degree, or maybe, you know, take on a second major. It also allows students to start down a career pathway in career technical areas, so students can make progress toward a nursing degree or toward a degree in information technology or something like that.
There is another advantage for students who take college courses while still in high school.
They get a sense of what college is about before they show up, so it reduces that shock when a student matriculates. They get a sense of what those expectations are, get a chance to get some success under their belt, and especially for first-generation students.
Students take college courses in three ways: through joint programs at their high school, through colleges where courses aren't available at the high school, or by paying tuition on their own to attend. Varner said 88% of the students take college courses through a joint relationship with their high school, which they can take for no cost. A lengthy investigation into drug-related activity resulted in the execution of 2 search warrants at residences in Red Oak Wednesday night and the arrest of 3 people. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday officers with the Red Oak PD, agents of the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and sheriff's deputies executed the warrants at around 11 p.m. Wednesday at homes in the 400 block of North 4th Street and the 1,000 block of East Reed Street in Red Oak. Following a search of the home, authorities arrested 32-year-old Jason Robert Kaiser, 37-year-old Joshua Shane Morrison, and 28-year-old Stacy Lynn Ransom, all of Red Oak. Kaiser and Morrison face felony charges that include delivery of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession with the intent to deliver meth, as well as a simple misdemeanor charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Kaiser also faces felony charges of conspiracy to deliver a controlled substance, meth, and delivery of marijuana, along with an aggravated misdemeanor charge of possession of a controlled substance, third offense. Morrison faces felony charges that include delivery of a controlled substance, conspiracy to deliver a controlled substance, meth, conspiracy to deliver a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of a controlled substance, cocaine, third or subsequent offense, as well as an aggravated misdemeanor of charge of possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, while Stacy Lynn Ransom was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, as I mentioned, a simple misdemeanor. All three were being held in the Montgomery County Jail, where Kaiser and Morrison's bonds were set at $100,000 each, and Ransom's bond was set at $300. The Atlantic City Council held a budget work session Wednesday evening to review and make any changes to the proposed fiscal year 2016 budget, which amounts to a little more than $9 million. That's about $500,000 more than last year. But according to City Administrator John Lund, while the budget has increased, the property tax asking or levy has actually gone down.
Last year we were at $18. We're going down to $16.79. There's a number of things that are contributing to that. One is we're eliminating the police and fire pension because it's no longer needed. We only have one person collecting. We have, I believe, a widow collecting on that. There's been enough money in that account that we won't need to levy any further. And our employee benefits and debt service, we have surpluses in those funds that the Department of Management wants us to draw down. And debt service with the new bond, nothing is intended to cause any increases. And we actually are making some final payments on some other bonds. So they're kind of like, you know, the little trickle final payment, and we'll have more bonding capacity next year. So we'll be able to renew bonds, but it'll probably stay fairly level.
And Lund said they'll be able to renew the bonds as necessary. He said he hopes the tax asking can remain stable now that it's been all over the place for more than a dozen years.
In 2002, we were at 1460, but in 2003, we jumped to 1764, which is huge. And it remained around 17, went to 16 in 2007, dropped 1483 in 2010. And then there were some steady increases over the past 5 years, but a lot of that is attributable to debt service because of our street improvement program.
The current $18 levy is the highest assessed by the city in the last 14 years.
Based on the rollback, a $100,000 home will probably see, you know, about a $50 dip in their taxes on the city side, which, you know, isn't a massive amount of money, but my philosophy is it's the taxpayers' money to start with, so, and we shouldn't be taxing any more than necessary to maintain an efficient, effective government. Our reserves are doing just fine.
The City Council will act on approving the preliminary budget during their meeting on February 18th and the final budget on March the 4th. The certified budget must be submitted to the state by no later than March 15th, and Lund said they should have no problem getting it in before that date. Also in the news this morning on KJAN, former Creighton University President John Schlegel has been diagnosed with inoperable pancreatic cancer. The Omaha World Herald reported Thursday the Jesuit priest who led Creighton during a period of growth between 2000 and 2011 shared news of his diagnosis in a letter. Schlegel asked for prayers from his family and friends as he decides whether to undergo chemotherapy or let the disease take its course. He said this week's letter may be his farewell, but he does not fear death. Schlegel is currently pastor of the Church of the Jesuit in Milwaukee. He was born in Dubuque in 1943. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.